Lightning Bets will collaborate for our contest plays as a show coming up in just a moment. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic with you. I'm at Joe Ostrowski, Sam at SB Shoot over on X. Make sure you're following the show account, bet_sweats. All right, Sam, off air you told me that I needed to take a look at an ATS contest that we're both in. It's called the Chicago Media Mega Contest. Number of, obviously, Chicago media members that do bet, jump in, and we pick five teams against the spread every single week. All right, I have not clicked on it. You told me that I need to look at the page. I held off. Here we go. We'll see if I can pick up exactly what I'll be looking for in a moment. Okay.
Oh, you'll see it. Right
away. The standings is the first thing that I see. And I see SP Shoot all by himself, 1-0. That's awesome.
Let's go. Frame it.
Place for... So now, okay, do you think people will have picks on tonight's game? Will people be possibly joining you?
Oh, people will have Chiefs tonight. Yes.
But will they have Chargers? Because the Chargers might cover. I would lean that way.
Don't you have to build your lead? Take Chargers? Then you're 2-0.
Doesn't no one matter if he's up for a day. It doesn't matter. I would not.
Can I get a recount? Can I get a recount? Oh, I'm still 1-0. Yes. And I have 4 more to go. Can I tell you this, though? Can I be honest with you? Of the 5 that I put in, I had to swap out Jacksonville and put in Detroit based on the conversation you and I had on the show.
I thought for sure when I was going to click on this page, it was going to be you laughing because of all the people that laid it with the Eagles last night. And there was only one. Only one. Did you see who? Mm-hmm.
Joe Brand.
Voice of the Pens.
Joe Brand. Remember Joe Brand said coming into the season, I don't even know if I'm going to do this year. I'm not good at this. And then he came in second place last year.
Yep. 0-1. You're trailing. So he laid it with the Eagles. Wow. I mean, that's his thing, right? He just takes the favorites. Worked last year.
How'd the favorites do last year? Historically good.
We know how this goes. It's going to be the year of the dog. Good. And I can't wait. Yes. That usually means good things for us. Okay, nice. Off to a 1-0 start. And maybe you'll throw out a couple of teams that you like here. We've talked about just about every game. NFL week one. All right, let's get together. Let's come up with a show contest slip here. What five are we going to go through? We usually throw out teams, see if we can agree, and march on, come up with our list of five. Sam, you go first. You had a winner last night on Dallas. What are you thinking as far as Sunday, Monday?
Raiders.
Yep, I agree. I like that play with you on the Raiders. What number did we get in the contest? 2.5?
+2.5. I don't love the 2.5, but it is what it is.
Yep. Yeah, you've been on that all week. I'm in agreement. Paul, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. And honestly, for a contest, I mean, if it's 3, you have a push, you get half a point. I mean, I'm good with the 2.5.
Yeah. And they're going to win, so.
Duh.
Yeah, I don't care. They're winning.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm going. Damn. Paul, why don't you go? I've got a lot of dogs that I like here.
All right.
Go ahead.
I mentioned it briefly last segment. I mean, I don't think I have to convince two Chicago guys too hard that an overhyped team with a mid QB and a historic great defense that wears orange and blue might not cover 8.5 points. Of course, we're talking about the Broncos, not the Bears. But I think defense isn't necessarily sticky year to year. I think 8.5 from Bo Nix laying 8.5. I don't care if he's at home. I don't care if he's on the moon. I think that's way too much respect. Jeffrey Simmons out there this week talking about, hey, as soon as if he skips his first 3, he's pulling it down and running. We know where he's going. Got, RJ Harvey getting a lot of hype. Oh, yeah, rookies never fumble the football. If they get blown out, okay, fine. If everyone was right about a rookie quarterback on the road in Denver. I think 8.5 is crazy. So I'll be on the Titans.
Just rip it because we need the Broncos to win. and we can middle this with your pick. I have no issue with it.
All right. Bo Nix 8-0 as a favorite, straight up and against the spread. Paul says that changes right now.
Kyler and Bo, switch it.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Paul's number one play is, well, it's
one,
ours now.
One additional one. Callahan knows that stadium as head coach of the Raiders, the offensive line coach. You think he doesn't know how to go silent count in that stadium, protect his rookie quarterback a little bit? I got faith in the Callahans, which is something I never thought I'd say, but in this circumstances.
All right. A lot of different ways as far as a dog, but I'm going to go with – give me the Houston Texans plus +3 at the Rams. We don't even know the state of Stafford. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and this might be the better team getting points here. And we're at 3. I'm surprised it isn't short of a field goal. I like Houston, guys. What do you think?
I'm in.
Yeah. And I really like the underlook that you laid out earlier in this game. But, yeah, I'm Texans plus +3 is good with 2.
So, for my second, I would either go Giants and take the points. In this pool, let's see, we get, I think, 6.
6.
Or I'd go Minnesota minus -1.5. I'm okay with either one.
I think we've got our last 2. Don't you guys? I mean, Joe, you got something else you want to throw out by all means, but I'm good with those 2.
Yeah, I've got – so for these last 2 picks, I've got 3 teams that stand out. Giants was one of them. The other 2 was Detroit and Cleveland.
So let's put the Giants in for the fourth.
Giants in.
And then it comes down to either Minnesota on the road or Detroit on the road. We're laying with Minnesota. We're catching 2. With Detroit, excuse me, if I could speak.
And it's 1.5 in the pool for Minnesota?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I could get there with Flacco, too, being down the street from Audubon, where he grew up. But we can go Minnesota.
It doesn't matter. I'm down for whatever. I'm literally down.
Joe, you call it.
Let's go... let's go Flacco.
Flacco.
Let's go Flacco. As much as we've talked about going against Cincinnati and, yeah.
Number of death.
5. Not 5.5. 5.
There's a reason. And Giants, we got 6?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
All dogs.
So who do we got, Joe?
I love it. I love it. Vegas, Tennessee, Houston, New York Giants, Cleveland Browns. Good list. I could have kept going. Dogs are going to be barking this weekend. I can't wait. Sam, lightning bets. What else do you want to add to what we just talked about?
Yeah, I mean, I basically landed on the following 5 plays. I like Duke plus +3, Kansas plus +6.5. We bet Texas Tech during the show at minus -48. Anything under 49, I think, is fair. And then my 2 NFL would be the Raiders and the Giants.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, I like way too much. Let me throw out a couple of totals. Yes, I do like Houston and the LA Rams. That one's 43.5. I don't think I'm going to get to 44, possibly. But 43.5 for that one. I don't know that Pittsburgh Steelers, New York Jets can be low enough. Like, how many points are we getting in that game? Would it surprise me if we don't get to 30? No, it wouldn't surprise me. So I know it's dropped a bunch, but that is going to be a very low-scoring game. As far as sides, yeah, I mentioned Houston. Giants love, the Browns love, out of the contest picks. Outside of that, I got to throw Detroit out there. That's something that we came together as we started breaking down this game and where we are with the number and the overreaction with Parsons on that one too. I'm going to add Detroit to my list, and I don't think there's any way we get to 3. Paul, what you got? What do you want to throw out?
I like that Houston, LA under. I will also got to fade the Cuse, UConn plus +6.5. Kelly in Vegas laid that one out as well for you if you want to go back and listen to that segment. And Marvin. You could go Trey McBride as well. I was reading some stuff about how like the Saints are very vulnerable in the middle of the field. Pick a Cardinals receiver. I'm going Marvin. I'm high on Marvin this year. 40-1 to lead the weekend, lead Sunday in receiving yards. I think he goes off in the dome.
Man.
Show bet Duke. Are we all in on Duke, given what we heard in the room?
Wow.
Jake's not here. Let's do a show bet. He's not here to defend the Illini. But yes, no, I'm with that. Totally. It's the most money. Oklahoma, I feel so much better about Oklahoma. Yes, bring that number down. Now it makes sense why that number came down a little bit with all this Michigan over-the-top love. Ridiculous.
I think you alluded to this, though. You seem to be more in the Mateer bucket than me. This would probably, considering the room is on Michigan and the under, that probably lines up for Oklahoma to score. I think you should get some Mateer stock before it's too late.
Some Heisman. Yeah. Would you rather have Mateer or Arch?
Mateer.
Yep. Yeah, and it was a good point about Kansas City and where the room is at. And look, Kansas City is going to be one of the most bet games. It's not in there because it's Sunday night. Baltimore-Buffalo is going to be on this list if we do this on Sunday. There's no doubt about it. It might end up being the most bet game of the weekend. But what you have is, okay, it's game day and Kansas City's going. And, okay, we have a dog in Detroit. Well, Detroit's always going to get love. The Michigan bettors are insane. You see that with the Wolverines and you see that with the Lions week after week. So a lot of this makes sense. Like Denver, third most popular. Well, Colorado has a lot of sports books, very popular over there. So you do have to think of the context in some of these situations.
Hey, leave those voicemails. BetMGM Network, Odyssey app. Leave those voicemails. Hit the microphone button. Fire away.
Leave those voicemails. Listen to us Sunday morning. I'm on BetMGM Game Day, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Sam, you better you bet. Countdown to kickoff, 11 a.m. up until kickoff with all the games. We'll talk Sunday and Monday.